I woke up the next day unusually early. Even with having written in my journal last night, I hadn't slept very well, and spent a lot of the night tossing and turning. It seemed like every time I fell asleep, I was jerked back awake again with a nightmare. Most of them, though I wasn't sure why, involved Dipper being hurt. Sure, I've had bad dreams before. Everyone does. But it seemed like these were almost real. And having awakened from them, I was quite a bit startled. I had looked at the clock beside me. 5:25 a.m. Wow, I hadn't ever been up that early. But it seemed I just couldn't sleep. I sat up in my bed and sighed a little. Let's face it, I knew the reason I was having those dreams, even though they were bad ones. I thought about going to wake my dad, but just as I was getting out of bed, I heard someone call me.
Bobby? Bobby, are you all right?
I'm fine. Who are you? How did you get in here?
I'm your guardian.
My guardian?
That's right, Bobby. When you need someone to talk to and no one else can be there for you, I will be.
So, why are you here now?
You look like there's something troubling you. Technically, I'm not supposed to be here for this, but you don't look happy.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I can't stop thinking about Dipper. He's been my friend for so long, and we've done so much together. But it seems like I don't get to see him very much anymore, because he's got his music career now. All this time away from him has me thinking about things that I didn't think was possible. It has me thinking about how much I care about him, how much I miss him, how much I...
Bobby, there isn't anything wrong with the way you feel. Love can be mysterious like that.
Yeah, but I'm a boy, and Dipper's a boy.
I'm not here to judge what you think, Bobby. You are your own person. You have to make your own choices.
I don't know. Maybe I should have said something to Dipper before he left. Maybe that would have helped me calm down a bit with him gone again.
I can't say, Bobby. All I can tell you is there's a time and a place for it. When that time comes, you'll know.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Thanks.
Bobby? Son? Who are you talking to?
Huh? Oh, did I wake you up, Dad? I'm sorry.
That's all right, son. Is something wrong?
No, Dad. I was just thinking out loud because I couldn't sleep.
Did it help?
Yeah, Dad. I think it did.
Good. Then I'll see you in the morning. I need to get back to bed.
I waited until my dad closed the door to my room before I did anything else. I don't know why the guardian showed up, especially if he wasn't supposed to, but I'm glad he did. It helped me think a bit more. I'm not sure I really would have admitted my feelings to Dipper before he left, but talking with my guardian did help me to think, and for that, I was grateful. I decided that since I still wasn't ready to lay back down, I'd add a bit more to my journal. Oh, that's another thing. Most people only write in their journals once a day. I pretty much do it whenever I have something weighing on my mind, even if it means writing 2 or 3 times a day. Hi, Journal. Me again. I don't think I'll ever decipher the meaning of the dreams I just had, but one thing was made pretty clear. I do have feelings for Dipper. My strong reactions to the dreams, and fear that he might get hurt, are proof of that. I'm still not sure if I want Dad knowing about it yet, but at least my guardian helped me feel better. He seems friendly enough. I wonder, though, if he's always been watching me. And if he has been, why he waited until today to show himself. Maybe I'll learn that sometime, too. But for now, at least I think I can sleep a bit easier.